podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
All right, I'm recording.
Now I'm recording. Fucking A, Tim. Can't you get your fucking shit together?
Stopped, and now I'm recording again.
Why would you stop?
Because I have to check and make sure that the file isn't going to collapse on itself when I hit stop. My files like to do that. I hit stop and it goes...
Your mom likes to do that.
Not to my knowledge.
No, she does. Trust me.
I do not trust you. You are not very trustworthy.
I am.
Not.
Very.
Not.
Okay, I got shit to do today.
What? What do you have to do?
Yeah, what do you have to do?
Get ready to be out of my house for a week.
How hard is that? Just walk out the door.
Yeah.
Done.
I gotta buy new shoes, because I'm gonna be walking all around downtown
San Francisco.
You
gotta buy some new gay Crocs?
Yes, I gotta buy some new Crocs.
Are you leaving today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're fine. Let's draw this out.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tamcast.
I have a podcast I do with my two old roommates. Our names are Tim, Andy, and Noah, so we called it Tamcast because we are not creative. And basically we talk about movies and TV and, you know, current events, but really it's just an excuse for us to get together about once a week and insult each other's mothers for about an hour and it's good time. But it's filled with inappropriate content, inappropriate language. Like, our most popular bit is this debate we did about whether or not you could stop Superman from raping you if you wanted to. Yeah, spoiler alert, no. It's gonna happen. And happy thoughts. But you ask, like, you're clean on stage, why do you have this sweaty podcast? The best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing. Like you're in church or someone cuts off.
Tamcast. Welcome to Tamcast.
Welcome indeed.
I'm Tim.
A very welcome to you, gentles.
Indeed, hello.
All right.
Hi.
I'm,
how are you?
I'm Tim the T in Tamcast.
I'm Tim the T in Tamcast.
Fucking Noah would not stop talking.
I'm Noah the in an angry Tamcast.
And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what we are talking about in the show notes. I forgot to do that last week, so I had to put in my audio from the week before, and it made no sense.
All right.
You are an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Fair enough.
I love your huge rambling apology at the beginning of the last Tamcast, Tim.
I even listened. Were you apologizing for being so angry?
Yep.
I was. I was like, I was angry. There's no need for all that anger.
I was in a bad mood, and I was super negative, and I kept cutting Andy and Noah off, and...
I never apologized for that.
Oh, sorry, that was in my heart. I imagined you having done that.
Cutting Andy and Noah off. They kept cutting me off and interrupting my story, making it longer and making me more agitated. As I listened to the episode, I'm like, you know what? This anger is justified.
Oh, what are you saying, Tim?
I said Noah's a cockstain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Before you tell a story.
No, you know what's funny about that?
Yes, I totally the story didn't of Noah the Cockstain. Sorry, Andy.
I totally didn't get what you were just doing right there. And I was actually like, Noah, don't interrupt him. Oh, okay. I'm a simple man.
With simple taste.
And those tastes include the deliciousness of Crocs.
Mmm, tasty. Mm. Shall we tan laugh it up?
Like to get in there and lick all the fugu, the foot goo out of the little crock.
Fugu, I thought that was like the new fubu.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's made entirely of pufferfish.
Who fish?
Pufferfish.
No?
Oh. Yeah, let's town laugh it up.
Sushi eaters get my joke.
Okay. I eat sushi, I don't get your joke. I call bullshit, sir.
Hmm.
Bullshit has been called.
Well, there's nothing I have to offset that, so...
All right, so back to the 10 laughs, or fourth to the 10 laughs.
Oh.
Donuts.
Mm.
What kind?
Chocolate. Old fashioned and regular. Plus some chocolate milk.
That's two donuts for you?
That's a lot of chocolate.
Baller.
Mm.
Yeah.
I verbed lasagna earlier this week. That was unpleasant.
Who doesn't want to keep listening to this episode as soon as we start talking about verbs?
They're like, let me lean in closer.
Turn up this, crank up this iPod to 11. It only goes till 10. Not mine.
I wonder if I could smell it.
Oh. Well, if we're going to be talking about smelling it, then we should really be talking about sharts.
Ew.
Do you smell sharts or do you just feel sharts?
Oh,
well,
you smell
shart. I mean, wouldn't you smell a piece of shit?
I don't know. I never had a shart. You tell me, Tim.
Well, you are a piece of shit, so you smell yourself, right?
No. I'm used to it. Yep. I don't smell myself anymore.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
There you go.
You've lost the context.
Okay, alrighty. So, 10 laughs.
If you got a joke you think we ought to know, send it to us, because that'd be the bomb. Write it on a fan mail and do what's set your mom at tancast.com.
Because now
10 laughs every day without jokes, you know it's just such a grind. So where are your jokes now, cause it is 10 laughs time. Fasten your seatbelts, baby, it's 10 laughs.
Yes. All right, this one was told to me at D23 by Peter, one of our fans, who apparently he was there by himself, and he was like, hey, can I hang out with you? And he did, all day.
Hey, better than being alone.
Did he give you a handy?
Nope.
No happy ending?
Well, it depends how you define happy ending.
He rubbed your cock until you jizz all yourself.
Does it have to be him who rubs it?
If you can
I just chase him around rubbing it myself?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, is that...
it's kind of like a Benny Hill sketch, like he's like, wow, running at fast speed, and I'm just chasing him.
Spurt.
No, too soon.
Too tsunami.
Okay. Accidentally splash a little on the Pirates of the Caribbean display.
Oh.
Arr.
Why do you think I wear this eye patch?
Come, Sting!
From the sounds in the other room, you would think breastfeeding was horribly painful to my son. Fucking just drink the milk and shut up. Or drink the... Andy.
Oh, sorry. The... Fresh titty juice.
There it is.
Right on your mark.
It's like your catchphrase, man. You gotta be ready.
I know. It's like the only funny thing I contribute
anymore. JJ comes in the room and says, dynamite!
Yep. Hey, hey, hey.
Jesus, that was the whitest hey, hey, hey I've ever heard before. Why
no, I can do a wider
mix in there.
I can widen up. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Caviar.
Did you say caviar?
Yeah. Don't white people just go around eating caviar all the time?
Yep.
What's on lunch today? Caviar. Again.
I'm going to have a caviar menu little side of caviar.
Oh, fuck it.
Caviar.
Wasn't funny anyways.
Okay, so Peter's joke. Unfortunately, he didn't write this down for me, so I'm a little loose on the details, but we'll get to the end. We'll get there.
Just
we'll
like
all
your
laugh.
Mother.
It'll be great.
Crazy make-em-ups.
No. So these three guys are lost in a wood. I can't remember where. But bless you.
Just sell
these
it.
These three guys are... Bless you. These three guys are... let's say they're lost in the woods. Why not? And they come across a farm... And there's a guy and his beautiful daughter, and the guy says, so I take it from your lustful stares, you want to be with my daughter? And they're like, yeah. He says, okay, what you have to do is climb this fence, swim this moat, and have sex with this cow. And then you'll get to be with my daughter. So the first guy tries to climb the fence, cuts his leg, and bleeds to death.
Jesus.
I don't know why the other two guys didn't help him before he fucking bled out on the fence. But apparently they were like, fuck him. He was my friend until we got lost in the woods, but now there's Poontang involved so he can die. When he told me that part, I was like, what? Anyway. So the second guy makes it over the fence, but then drowns in the moat. Third guy climbs the fence, swims the moat, fucks the cow, goes and knocks on the farmer's door. He's like, you did it. You did all three. Now you can have my daughter. He goes, fuck you. I want the cow.
What a strange
Why
joke.
Would you want the cow?
Because he had sex with it and he liked it.
Oh. Mm-mm. What kind of fucking moat was it? Was he a shitty swimmer?
What kind of fucking farm is
oh,
this?
I think that was it. He didn't know how... that's what he goes. He goes, he forgot he didn't know how to swim. I forgot about that. I was like, how do you forget that?
All the blood flowed into his penis and he suddenly forgot, you know, core skills that he'd picked up in his life. It's like, wait, do I know how to play the piano? I don't recall.
Well, might as well try. All my life is at stake.
Yeah, that's like, there's a roadside bomb. Now, do I know basic electronics? I think so.
This system is Unix.
Thank you, Jeff Goldblum.
I knew Andy would get that.
Yep.
Jurassic Park reference, Noah.
Oh, I get it. No, actually, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
I'll go next.
Do it.
This is from Reddit. You're doing it, Reddit.
You and your goddamned Reddit.
All right. Better be funny. Or I think it is. I'll punch you in the nuts tomorrow.
I will not come visit you.
If I don't hear a laugh at the end of this joke, I'm not coming to visit you tomorrow.
I will send you a pleasant text message.
Dear Andy, please die in a San Francisco fire.
Ron, Ron, an elderly man in Florida, had owned a large farm for several years. He had a large pond in the back. It was properly shaped for swimming. Seemed like if it was just any shape, you could swim in it, but whatever. So he fixed it up nice with picnic tables, horseshoe courts, and some orange and lime trees. One evening, the older farmer decided to go down the pond, as he hadn't been there in a while, and look it over. He grabbed a 5-gallon bucket to bring back some fruit. As he neared the pond, he heard voices shouting and laughing with glee. Ha 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 ha. As he came closer, he saw it was a bunch of young women skinny dipping.
Thanks for fleshing that out for us, Noah.
What?
I said thanks for fleshing that out for us, Noah.
Yeah, no problem. As he came closer, he saw a bunch of young women skinny dipping in his pond. He made the women aware of his presence, and they all went to the deep end. One woman shouted, "We're not coming out until you leave." Ron frowned. "I didn't come down here to watch you ladies swim naked or make you get out of the pond naked." Holding up the bucket, Ron said, "I'm here to feed the alligator."
See, it's funny because now his actions belie his words.
I think Tancast should be called Overanalyzing Jokes. Because we're always like, why would you let your friend bleed to death on the fence? Or here's what he said and what he really meant.
It's like, years of friendship is years of friendship, but ass is ass.
Tim, I wouldn't let you bleed on the fence.
I don't think I would let you climb the fence. I'd be like, dude, it's not worth it.
I will let you drown the moat, though.
there are a lot more hot women that you don't have to fucking do, like, trials. Like you're trying to get the Holy Grail or some shit.
Yeah.
There's a bar. There is liquor.
But then
you can lubricate them that way.
And chat them
there
up.
Are prostitutes.
All I gotta do is jump a fence, swim out, and fuck a cow. That's not a big deal.
What if she turns out she's a whore?
Yeah, she gives you the dick rot.
Oh dear, that's not what I meant, but okay.
Now that's what they should have on Wipeout.
The dick rot.
Tim, you got climb the fence, swim out, and fuck the cow.
Then they'd call it Wipe Off.
Aww.
Oh.
Too soon.
Oh, that joke just rebounded on me.
Are you going to make us laugh, Andy?
I'm not sure if I am, but because I actually haven't pre-screened this. But here goes a joke from Todd. Todd, this better be good, or else you're going to make both of us look bad.
Or else he's going to punch you in the balls while he's here.
Well, if Todd happens to be in San Francisco at the same time. You know what? I haven't known Todd long enough. Like, at all. Ever. I don't know Todd. I should only punch people in the balls who I know, or who have wronged me in some way, or who are on Fox News.
We've gotten enough internet forwards. I feel like we know Todd.
I feel like it too. We know
like
that his tastes
the balls, Todd.
We know that his tastes in titties intermeshes nicely with our desire to see titties. So, yeah. So I think I owe Todd a free pass on any ball punching. But still, I hope this is funny. Have you ever wondered who first uttered the phrase, "You gotta be shitting me"? Well, it just so happens to have originated through the founding fathers of our country way back when George Washington was crossing the Delaware River with his troops. There were 33, remember this number, in Washington's boat. It was extremely dark and storming furiously, and the water was tossing them about. Finally, Washington grabbed Corporal Peters and stationed him at the front of the boat with a lantern. He ordered him to keep swinging it so that they could see where they were heading. Corporal Peters, through driving rain and cold, continued swinging the lantern back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Then a big gust of wind and a wave hit and threw Corporal Peters and his lantern into the Delaware. Washington and his troops searched for nearly an hour trying to find Corporal Peters, but to no avail. All of them felt terrible, for the corporal had been one of their favorites. Sometime later, Washington and his troops landed on the other side, wet and totally exhausted. He rallied the troops and told them that they must go on. Another hour later, one of his men said, "General, I see lights ahead." They trudged toward the light and came upon a huge house. What they didn't know was this is the house of ill repute. This was a house of ill repute, hidden in the forest to serve all who came. General Washington pounded on the door and his men crowding around him. The door swung open, and much to his surprise, there stood a beautiful woman. A huge smile came across her face to see so many men standing there. Washington was the first to speak. "Madam, I am General George Washington, and these are my men. We are tired, wet, exhausted, and desperately in need of warmth and comfort." Again, the madam looked at the men standing there, and with a broad smile on her face said, "Well, General, you've come to the right place. We can certainly give you warmth and comfort. How many men do you have?" Washington replied, "Well, madam, there are 32 of us without Peters." And the madam said, "You gotta be shitting me."
Wow.
That is a long way to go.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing.
It was indeed.
"You've got to be shitting me." Indeed. Indeed.
So, anybody doing anything interesting this week or last week or at any point?
This is the pretty. This is like the shortest interval between posting a Tancast and recording a new Tancast.
Is it
just the old the most recent Tancast just went up like 3 days ago?
Oh yeah. Wow, and I've already listened to the whole thing. Look at me.
And it was short. Like you like.
Like I like.
Just like your penis.
Like my penis. Thank you, Noah. Yes, it's just like my penis.
I know.
I don't see the connection, but okay.
I like my penis, and my penis is short. Do you now see the connection?
I choose not to.
You've chosen wisely.
Man, I will tell you, when I go on like long runs and it's cold out, my penis is tiny.
Wow. That is some powerful cold weather.
Like, sometimes I have to take like a little a pee break, and I'm just looking at it, I'm like, this thing is just like minuscule.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't know whose idea it was, but they keep the office that I work in at like 62 degrees or something like that. So when I have to take a pee break in the middle of the day, it's like reach in and I have to like unravel my penis because it's coiled around itself for warmth. Bless you.
Thank you.
That's what Tim thinks of your story.
Yeah.
I sneeze on your story. Your story is something to sneeze at.
All right.
All right, I should give up.
So that was all. I was very surprised. And I'm like, Jesus, it's amazing. It gets so tiny.
Yeah, well, it is fucking cold in the city.
That it is. Although,
cold and moist,
it is cold, but
like
I am warm. Like, I don't know how that works.
Maybe it's because you're black, so whatever solar radiation gets there, you soak it all up.
Sure.
I don't know. It's just a theory. I don't have the science to back this up.
You have no science.
Probably.
And there's no sex
Boom.
In my violence.
Nope, there is no sex in my violence.
I went for a run yesterday.
That's good.
It was a long one. It was good. Nothing too exciting. Oh, I did see... Oh, that reminds me. I did see a car that... what did it say? I took a picture of it, so let me look it up on my iPhone real quick. Something about UFOs. Like, it was a black car. It was actually an old police car. And I think it was like a UFO investigation car. It says, UFO response team. And it had, in the bottom right bumper, had UFOs are real. The government doesn't exist. So that was interesting. I was running across the street, and I looked over, and I'm like, did that back of that car say UFO response team? I went over, and it did.
I'm more concerned with the assertion that the government doesn't exist.
I'm pretty sure that's what it says. Like, the last part is cut off, and it says UFOs are real. The government doesn't. Yeah, that is exist.
I call shenanigans.
You see a lot of interesting stuff in the city, let me tell you.
Well, I will see a lot of interesting stuff starting tomorrow, then.
Maybe you'll see some nude people.
Maybe.
The UFOs are real, the government doesn't exist is a group on Facebook consisting of three people.
Are they in San Francisco?
Yay!
Big part.
Are they in San Francisco?
Their information is a little thin. there is no info on their wall. Oh, it's a community page. Well, anyway, there's only three people. I can't even see who they are. There's no picture. There's no info. There's no related posts. There's just failure.
Dirty failure.
That's my gig, buddy.
Yeah, they're trying to take your non-job away from you.
Oh, speaking of which, for Wipeout, I was going to wear a shirt that with a big Q on it that kind of looked like a Superman. Like, it was the blue shirt I was going to wear. I was going to do this iron-on thing with a big red Q that kind of looked like the Superman. Well, it was in the... supposed to invoke the Superman S, but inside it said the word Kapla, kind of like the word Superman is written on the cover of the comic books, and then underneath it says it means a success in Klingon. And originally I was just going to make one in my cafe press store, and so I went through the trouble of making a design, but then I never ordered one, and I forgot all about it. Someone ordered one the other day.
Link it.
Okay.
Maybe two people will buy it.
Well, this is me holding my breath.
Yeah. Hold it,
Tim. Whoever it was went straight to my store, too. So I don't know how they found it, how they found me, what the dealio is. They are from Texas, and their name is, I forget.
All right.
Tim is sparse on the details.
Well, they probably want their privacy. Like, they don't want people to know that they actually shop at the Tim Babb Cafe Press store. So few people do it, it must be embarrassing.
Can't be embarrassing. Everyone, it's cool. Everyone loves it.
Everybody's doing it. All the cool motherfuckers are doing it, bitch.
Mm-hmm. The cool motherfuckers are doing it, bitch.
So, Andy, what did you do this week?
Lots of bullshit. Got ready for my family to leave. Then got sad.
Wait, your family's leaving?
They're gone. I've been a bachelor for slightly over 24 hours now.
Okay, I saw that on Twitter. I thought you were saying that you were going to be without your family because you were coming to the San Francisco Bay Area.
I am doing that, but...
In preparation, your family just fucking took off?
Yep.
Like, fuck this place.
Fuck this guy. You're leaving us? No, we're leaving you. Ha ha.
My new Texas best friend, by the way, is named Rebecca. I'm not going to say your last name.
Okie dokie.
So thanks for the love, Rebecca. Where did your family go?
You're doing it.
They went to California, but a different part of it.
Oh.
What, the balls?
Yeah, it's sort of funny how this is working out, but my mother-in-law had talked about potentially coming out here while I was going to be gone for a week on business shit, and, you know, just so my wife wasn't alone in the home, and to visit, and to see my son right around his birthday, even though we just saw them, like, 3 weeks ago on the cruise. And... since they were just gone on vacation, like, super, super recently, they actually wound up working it out where instead of her coming here, my wife and son went there. So my wife left Saturday morning and won't be back until next Saturday night, and I'll be gone Monday through Friday. So again, anybody listen to this, come rob me.
I'm on it.
The house is empty except for the cats, and one of them is chicken shit, and the other one will probably just want to go with you.
I steal your cat.
She is very stealable. She's very trusting and lovey.
I drink your cat's milk. I drink it up.
Okay.
I no? drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
We haven't done that in a long time.
Had a milkshake?
No, doing the I drink your milkshake, I drink it up.
Uh-huh.
We did that a couple of times right around the time that movie was out.
I love him as an actor. I'm going to say that.
Yep.
I have yet to see that movie. Or 9 out of 10 Daniel Day-Lewis movies.
I mean, the movie was... it was okay. I mean, I would say if you're going to see a Daniel Day-Lewis movie, of the ones I've seen, I know he's done the ones, Gangs in New York. He was fucking good in that one.
Yeah. I have good memories of Last of the Mohicans, too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Gangs in New York more of a guy movie, but Last of the Mohicans was good.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've ever seen... he was in My Left Foot, right?
Right, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it.
I kind of want to see it now that I'm like, maybe it'd be good.
I don't know why, but Daniel Day-Lewis, like, every time he's in a different movie, I don't recognize him. Like, he's constantly changing his facial hair and, like, doing other shit, but, you know, like, whenever you see Adrian Brody, he can pack on 25 pounds of muscle, but you see that schnoz, and it's, gotcha, pianist.
What I like about Daniel Day-Lewis is, like, he doesn't, like, he definitely doesn't act for the money. Like, he just, like, finds a role, he'll do it, and then he'll just disappear for a few years.
Yep. I think that's another reason I don't recognize him. It's like,
who are you again?
Did I see you on a train one time? No. Oh, no, I've seen another movie you were in. That's right.
Speaking of movies, I watched Big last night, and I was discussing with Tim last night. That movie is fucking sad. Like, his mom thinks he ran away.
Huh?
He meets this girl, and then they have sex, and so she had sex with a 13-year-old. He tells her everything.
Yeah.
She gets to watch him turn into a 13-year-old. And then there's, like, one point where she's like, maybe I should give my number. You can call me a little bit. I'm like, how? I cannot go up to a 13-year-old and be like, hey, call me in 7 years. It's cool.
You could say 5 years.
You know, when you were 30, you banged the hell out of me, so,
But and she was in love with him, so she's just got to give up, you know, the guy she loves because he's 13 years old. And then Tim sent me a Cracked article. And they touch them to the points like the adult him is now disappearing, is now disappeared, like he's a missing person.
Yeah, that is fucked up if you think too hard about it.
And they're talking about how, like, in the article, like, now he's gonna grow up, like, he has to go back to his regular adolescent life after having a taste of, like, the fucking sweet life that most adults don't have a taste of. Like, he was in a couple weeks he was a vice president of this toy company. Your fucking sweet apartment and all this cool stuff, and now he's got to go back to fucking homeroom, and then he's just going to be so bitter by the time he actually becomes an adult, he's not going to have any trace of the youthful child that everybody fell in love with.
And then...
Yeah, he's just going to be a normal adult.
You know what would be sad? If he peaked. Like, he goes, back when I was adult as a kid, that was the best my life has ever been. Now I'm a fucking janitor at a fucking high school.
Seriously. They should make a big two, see where Josh Baskin is at now.
But it's just funny, so, like, you know, when we watched younger, we were just
and
so
and he wishes to be little, and it's shitty. And so he's happy with his grown-up life again at the end of it. Boom. Done.
Call Tim Hollywood. He'll script it out for you.
Done. I'm banging it out right now.
It's just so funny that, like,
sorry,
we
that
were
was
so
excited.
I love those start appearing. The I am log. Tim didn't think beforehand about what his little hands were doing.
You know what? I just had to go with the comedy. Thank goodness I didn't hang up the call or something.
Hello? Hello? Guys? Hello?
All right. So that just happened. Since my family's gone, and I've been sad. God, it was, like, so sudden. Like, just, like, knowing that they were going to be gone. It had been less than the amount of time that I don't see my kid because I'm at work. Which actually is, because he's usually not up before I leave for work, is really, like, I don't know, 18 hours or something like that. Like, I usually see him in the evenings. Well, I see him at lunch, too, but... But, like, you know, usually I go a long time.
You go home for lunch.
Yeah, I don't work that far away, so I often drive home for lunch.
Must be nice.
Well, yes, that part is nice. But, yeah, just, like, looking forward to it and realizing, I'm going to be hella busy with work shit all week. And, you know, my own traveling headaches and everything for 2 days because I'm going all the way across the fucking country again. Ah, man, that takes it out of me. It's just, those are long-ass plane rides. And it's probably going to be easier since I won't have a kid to deal with the whole time, which hasn't happened in 3 years, but...
I think it's time to move back, Andy. Then the plane ride won't be so long.
Probably.
You ever think about that?
Yeah, have you talked to the people of California to make shit more affordable out there?
Shit is affordable!
We're working on it. We're fucking shitting all over our economy. What more do you want us to do?
Very good. All right, well, I'll wait until you guys hit rock bottom, and then I'll come back. I just roll around in the ashes and go, familiar.
Rock bottom for California is still a good day in the South, so I don't want to tell you. Boom. Oh, that's right, South. I know nothing about you yet generalized. That's how I do it. Suck on it. Suck on my superior liberal douchiness. I think that's going to be the title of this episode. Well, suck on my superior liberal
douchiness.
The number
one complaint that people in the South and the East have about California is, oh, I could never live in California because of the earthquakes. The earthquakes. Well, guess what? Earthquake!
Speaking of which, I'm sorry, you were making a point. I'll let you do that, and just remind me to come back to this.
Okay. Well, the end result is, like, it's more like the anticipation of knowing how long it's still going to be before I see my family again. I was like, oh, Andy's sad, like, all afternoon. Like, I played a bunch of video games with my brother, and it was fun to do that, but, like, I kept talking to him loud over the Xbox Live chat and thinking, oh, no, I got to be quiet because my son's asleep. No, he's not upstairs. That's sad.
Did you fix the faucet, though?
The faucet's already fixed, you fucktard.
Oh, okay.
But I do have some gardening I should probably do before I leave. And no, I didn't do any of that yesterday. I did watch a shit ton of movies, though, yesterday. When I wasn't playing video games with my brother and I wasn't doing some of the stuff that needed to be done around the house. I watched... They Live while I was eating lunch. I watched Human Centipede immediately after dinner, which is, you know, the perfect time to be watching that. And last night, as I was trying to go to sleep, I made the mistake of watching Predators because I thought it would be shitty enough that it would be like, you know, get part of the way in. Like, okay, that's enough. Now I'm tired. I'll turn this off. But I actually wound up enjoying it enough that I watched all the way to the end. But it was like I was like prying my eyes open by the end of that thing. It's like, no, must finish B-movie. See how ending happens, even though I've known since first scene.
What did you think of Human Centipede?
For the type of movie it was, like the real kind of gross-out B-horror, it was surprisingly tense. That German doctor guy was creepy as fuck.
Fuck, yeah, he was.
I mean, he was so skinny, like he looked like a fucking skeleton. And like his eyes were like a little too widely spaced for comfort. And then the fact that, like, there's one point where he fireman carries somebody. So he's got a whole other human being just over his shoulder. And this dude is scrawny, but it's like, holy shit, he is death. Like, he's just got abilities. And I realized the whole point of the fireman carry is so that somebody smaller can carry somebody bigger. But it was still fucking impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Was Tim ignoring you?
No, I just haven't seen the movie.
But I mean, you know, the general.
I wouldn't say you're missing anything if you don't see it.
Yeah, this isn't one of those movies to see before you die, but.
we should do a high five list of that someday.
Movies to see before you die.
High five movies you need to see before you die.
Oh, I'm going to have to think about that. And before I think, well, as I think about that, I'm really going to need to rewatch Fight Club and see if that movie stands up as well as I think it does.
I think it does.
I think it's just all right.
Alrighty.
I went to architecture event.
That's odd.
That was...
That's what I thought. I was like, what?
Well, so I signed up for this mailing list called...
Fucking I love Roman columns, says Noah.
Roman, fuck that.
It was
Corinthian,
as good as I thought
fuck
it would
the
be.
World. What?
What?
What, Noah?
I don't know. You keep talking over me.
I know.
Anyway, so I signed up for this mailing list called... it's called Daily Secret San Francisco. So they send you, like, different events going on in the city. So they sent me something about that, and they're like, if you follow us and tweet, we'll get you in for free. I was like, well, I'll try for that. So I did, and I got in for free, and there's free cocktails, so that's why I stayed. And it said, like, you were going to get a preview of different architecture that they're putting up in the city, which I did not see at all. I don't know where that was. What I did see was on the stage, there's three kind of mannequins, and people were making... dresses out of like construction paper based on buildings. Like one was like the Transamerica building, one was like a, you know, classic Victorian building, and I can't remember what the third one was. Yeah, and then they had some people over the side making like little canvas bags with these little stencils. Like you basically like silk screen your own canvas bag. And then you can make like a little architecture thing out of like eggshell holders and toothpicks. I'm like, really? This is what the architecture people are up to? And then there's a blind guy who didn't move much. He just kind of stood in one spot talking to people.
You wanted him to be shucking and jiving all
around
the floor?
Yeah, I wanted him to be dancing.
Like doing some daredevil shit?
I wanted to throw something out of his head and watch him dodge it.
As the architect without fear.
But I did get pretty buzzed on the free drinks, so that was good.
Very good.
But all in all, boring event. I mean, I guess maybe like if you're in that industry, maybe that's what it's for, because a lot of people are like kind of grouped together talking. So I'm like, I bet they're talking about architecture stuff. But then there are some people like young my age where I don't think, I mean, even younger, I think, that I'm like, I don't know if you're here to talk about architecture, but maybe. I don't know.
You know, those people were grouped together going, I say Superman could totally rape you if he wanted to. Nah, man, nah.
There's some free food. That was good. Little small bites, as they say. And that is all. That was my Friday night.
Very good.
That was your Friday. Gotta see architecture on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the free drinks.
Well, I didn't know there'd be free drinks, but one thing I should say is like one reason I did it is like I want to try new stuff that I've never tried before. I'm like, I would probably never go to an architecture event before, but now I will. And now I'll probably I would say I would never go again. If I did go again, I'll hopefully take someone with me and then also get the free drinks. So at least I would have someone to like talk to and make jokes about. I could talk to some ladies, I guess, but I did not.
All right, well,
I'm like, hey, how about those pillars? You know what I'm saying?
I got a pillar in my pants, so yeah.
It's Ionic or Dorian or whichever one's all fluffy and festive at the top.
I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I started listening to Tell 'em Steve Dave Overkill, their Zune exclusive podcast. Because I downloaded it on my laptop, but I sync my iPod to my desktop, so I've got all the files on my laptop, but I just never listened to them, so I burned them all on a CD for my trip down and back to D23. That rhymed, unintentionally. It is a interesting slash funny show.
So is it drastically different than regular Tell 'em Steve Dave?
Yes, for a while they started to, well, they started like with the second episode, they were going to be focused on the paranormal. And so, and specifically, Walt was like, I don't want it to be like jokes. Like, we're not going to, you know, we're actually going to try and be like a pseudo scary podcast, like talking about shit that's going to scare people. And so for the first episode, they're pretty much not making jokes. The only joke, they're talking about, talking to this one guy who claims to have found vortexes to travel to other dimensions, and where you can, he's taken photographs of dinosaurs, and anybody he's trying to take has gone insane, and like all the shit that's just like, how the fuck are you not saying something? Like the whole episode goes by and they don't make fun of him. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But at one point Quinn goes, yeah, I got a vortex in my pants. That's a good pickup line, right? So then after that it became paranormal slash comedy, so like it got funny again after that. And then the last one, last episode I listened to, I think there's been one or two since then, they've kind of given up on the paranormal. They were like, just the whole episode was them searching for a new format. Like, maybe we should talk about pets. Like, maybe we should do a top five list. And they're like, and they, so they put it out to Twitter. We want a suggestions for a top five list. And three people suggested top five Ming fuck-ups. Ming Chen is the one who is sort of in charge of the Smodcast websites. And he's also the host of Pucknuts, and he's been on Tell 'em Steve Dave a lot. Anyway, so they started doing that, and then they just yes, it's amusing. It's like more Tell 'em Steve Dave, but with more of a focus.
I don't think I'm gonna listen to it.
Of course you're not, because you're an asshole.
No, not because I'm an asshole. Just because like I have 4 days of podcasts to listen to.
4 days.
You're
like,
obviously not committing yourself.
I am not.
4 days, like 96 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I burn through 8 hours of podcasts a day.
Woo!
I'm looking for new podcasts.
Do you listen to The Nerdist?
Here and there.
Well, part of the problem is, I mean, I don't listen to it, like, all the time. Like, I'll I kind of want to hear music, or stuff at work will distract me, and I have to, like, focus on something. Like,
dumbass.
Some stuff I can just listen to without, like, I can and also do something else, but some stuff, I like, if I'm reading something, then I need to be like, oh, I actually need to actually listen to this. I mean, I need to actually read this and pay attention so I will comprehend it.
Clearly, because you can't even say the sentence about it without being distracted.
Yeah, like, I can have people singing in my ears, but I can't have people talking in my ears when I'm trying to do my work.
I can. I just tune out what they're saying in my ears.
Okay.
So I'll miss chunks of the show, but I get the general gist.
Yeah. Well, the Nerdist, it's one of those, like, I keep meaning to listen to an episode, but stuff just cycles on and off my iPhone before I actually get back around to anything. But since we were on the boat for so long, I actually wound up listening to an entire episode. I think it's the first time I've ever made it through a whole episode. And it was the one where Zachary Levi was on. And he is funny as shit. I mean, I like Chuck.
How funny as shit, though?
Well, it depends on where it is. If it's like hitting a fan and then like hitting a sad old lady in the face, that's pretty funny.
Touché, sir.
Thank you. And he's funny as shit in that fashion.
Fair enough.
Also, I've liked a lot of the stuff that Hardwick has done. Plus, you know, his name sounds like a euphemism for penis, which is amusing. But yeah, like that amused the hell out of me. And then when I heard that he was starring in Tangled, I was like, you know, like there have been so many movies, and in fairness, not all of them done by Disney. A lot of them done by like Fox Animation and stuff like that, where it's like they get a bunch of big name screen actors and then try to have them do voices, and like it sounds like somebody collecting a paycheck. But in Entangled, he was singing, he was being funny, he was being like, you know, kind of had to be sort of the emotional center for a lot of the movie. And yeah, like did a pretty good job with it. It's kind of a return to form for Disney Animation, and I was glad he was the guy they cast for it.
Yeah, Tangled is a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, and The Wicked Stepmother. Whew. Lady doing her voice was quite spectacular.
Yeah.
She was the love interest.
Between the sheets.
Yep. Well, she was the love interest for Picard in Star Trek Insurrection. I said erection.
Childless.
Yes, I am. Oh, I had meant to say about They Live. That movie surprisingly holds up pretty well for a B. I think it was John Carpenter that directed it. The alien effects, the rubber masks are very masky to modernize. Like it's very clear that these are, you know, practical effects, and that it really is just a big rubber mask slapped over somebody's head. But like the overall story, like still resonates pretty well. This whole idea of like, you know, consumerism blinding people to the disenfranchisement of the middle class, and like there's a lot of shit that like still kind of makes sense with the way things have gone in the recent recession. With like wealth getting concentrated and, you know, like the top 1% of 1% of the country owns like 10% of all the shit in it or something like that. It's like, ooh, this movie's old, but still speaks to truth. And it's a little frightening that it does.
I was like, I think like they said in Matrix, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yep. Plus it had Keith David and one of the most balls out.
Let me just stop for a second. I don't think The Matrix was the first person to say that. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I said it's like they said in The Matrix. Yes. I did not say they're the first people to say it.
He didn't say like The Matrix said.
But it makes it sound like you're attributing that quote to The Matrix.
I am attributing it to The Matrix because I heard it in The Matrix.
I'm just saying that quote's been around since long before The Matrix.
Yes, well, fair enough.
I'm
Big
saying that's
scene,
I heard it.
They Live, go see it. You bastards.
Why am I a bastard?
He said us. We're both bastards.
Yes.
Why am I a bastard? I'm just pointing out correctly.
Because Noah fucked that up, and I gracefully let him have it and continued on with my story, and you're the one that derailed everything, Noah Tim.
But I said, excuse me.
Oh, and that makes
that
all
makes
the difference.
Okay.
Much better.
You bastard.
Well, see if I show you good manners in the future, Dick Sneeze.
Yeah, especially since we're probably going to see each other tomorrow night.
Yep, and I will fart on your plate of food. Enjoy that.
So I gotta figure out what restaurant's gonna be able to handle like 15 of us.
Just 15 of us.
Not that many people want to see you, Andy.
No, probably not.
And a baby. Don't forget, there'll be a baby.
There will be a baby.
This will be the first time you've seen the baby.
Your baby, not my baby. Yep.
Hold my baby.
I will hold your baby. Because I now know how to hold babies without fear.
Did you have fear before?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I wasn't afraid of babies. I was afraid of, like, you know, like holding them wrong. Because I'm big and clumsy. So, I mean,
once you drop it once or twice, you get over that fear.
It's like it's a tiny little life, and it's like right there in my hand. It's like, am I going to make this kid cry? Am I going to do something that like scars it for life? Am I going to like, you know, like slip and drop the fucking baby? I don't know, baby away. But yeah, that was. Oh man, you know they talk about that whole thing with aversion therapy, where like you're faced with your fear and like you have to get past it and whatever. when my son came out and he was 4 pounds and like literally the tiniest baby I have ever seen face to face, and they're handing him to me, he was like my worst case scenario for fear of hurting a child. And yeah, got over it.
Beat then the shit out of that baby.
Yep. By the time he was like 7 pounds, I was picking him up, throwing him up in the air, catching him by one leg, flipping him around through my legs.
I don't think you did that at all.
I was going... That's my shitty attempt with dry lips to whistle sad. Georgia Brown. My lips are dry. Noah, come over here and lick my lips so I can whistle better.
Come over here and lick my cock.
Come on, Noah. You said you wanted to experience new things.
Yep.
Not that new thing.
Yeah, no, if you ever start, you know, like, getting really attached to that whole, you know, love of the new and wanting to try new things, you should probably get a buddy that you can bounce things off of. Like, hey, I'm going to go eat camel dung. Is this a good idea? No? All right, I won't do that.
I think I have a pretty good idea of stuff I don't want to try.
Yeah, but you live in San Francisco now, and I think that's going to change.
I thought Andy was being more literal. You got to get a buddy you can bounce shit off of.
Oh, yeah. What you need is a really flat buddy who's kind of wide, but also has like a really good spring to his midsection so that things come back at you. Then you can bounce shit off of him. You're also going to need to eat less fiber so you have really firm shit so that it bounces better.
Sproing. The wonderful thing about Dookie is Dookie's a wonderful thing. Its top is made out of feces. Its bottom is made out of springs. It's bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun.
Tim, you're a random man.
Bouncing shit, come on, man. It's the natural progression. I'm sure everyone at home was singing the same thing along with me.
Oh,
so I was going to say about the hurricane on the East Coast. Like, I didn't know much about it. So during my day job, I'm not there. You're not allowed to have your cell phone. You're not allowed to have the internet. Like, you have no contact to the outside world during the 8 hours while you're working. Like, you can go run out to your phone on your break and on your lunch, but while you're working, you have no contact with the outside world.
Days, no.
So you can bring your phone inside, Tim?
You're not allowed to, no.
Well, do they check you?
Somehow they can tell. They're like, someone has a phone on the floor.
Really?
Yep. And if you're caught with one, you're suspended. But that is immaterial. My point is, you don't get to have your cell phone on the floor. Or anything else. So this is the ultra-helpful thing one of the people... anyway, so she goes, hey, if you have friends on the East Coast, you should check with them because that hurricane is barreling down. All right, keep working, everybody. Like, really? I can do nothing about it for the next hour and a half, but thanks for that announcement. Imminent death may be heading to your friends and family. Anyway, keep working.
Back to work, slaves.
When we let you have a cage, you should maybe go check on them.
It's like, just don't tell me at all. How about that?
It'd be nice if, like, oh, you know, how about everyone takes a break? If you need to check on somebody, go ahead and do it. It's cool. Like... You know what I mean? Like, no. Instead of like, hey, they might be dying soon. Oh, well, you don't get a break for a while.
Yeah, I just thought that was fucked up. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Andy's okay. And then I read that the hurricane completely missed Georgia.
Yeah, like, I was talking to my mom, and she's like, so are you guys okay? Like, how much rain are you getting? I'm like, clear skies, normal amount of rain that we get during the summer where we get these pop-up thunder showers that... occasionally hit somewhere really hard, but none of it's due to the hurricane. She's like, yeah, but it hit North Carolina, and that's, like, right by you. I'm like, okay, yeah, we do share a northern border with part of North Carolina, but A, that part of the border is not near me. B, North Carolina is, like, really long and really narrow, and this is hitting the way other end out from me.
Like, it would take me long and narrow, and yeah. You can hit the end of it. It's wet.
Like, it would take me, like, 10 to 12 hours to drive to places that are getting hit by this hurricane. It's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, so Mom, check a map. Jesus.
Wow.
Jeez, Mom. Thanks for being concerned about your son. Dumb
bitch. No, I didn't really do that. Hey, I hear a baby. Can he kick his feet yet?
Yeah, he's been able to kick his feet for some time.
All right. Well, talk about it. I want to hear. I want to hear all about it.
It's not interesting enough to share with other people. Huh? That's the kind of shit you keep to yourself.
Did you tell him how lucky he is?
There has been a surprising lack of baby pictures.
What's that now?
Surprising lack of baby pictures.
Yeah, I heard that part. I didn't hear the setup for what is the surprising lack of baby pictures.
That's it. Just like,
fucking.
There was no subject. There was just not surprising lack of baby pictures.
Well, because you were talking about, like, it's not very interesting.
Oh, me. I've had a surprising lack of baby pictures.
Yes.
Do you see how that's an important part of the sentence that you would not repeat no matter how many times we asked?
Who else has a baby on this fucking podcast?
Me!
Andy!
Andy has a toddler, not a baby.
He was a baby. He is like, just past the baby phase.
And I can't say I really saw a lot of his baby pictures. Lots of people we don't currently have babies.
Who just had a baby?
Not me.
Yes, you did.
No, it was 4 months ago.
That's a baby. That's more recent than
Andy's. Yes, I didn't just have a baby, though.
What was that?
I didn't just have a baby, though.
It's just in the cosmic galaxy.
You're upsetting Michael.
What?
You're upsetting Michael.
I'm not upsetting Michael. Michael does not give a shit. Anyways,
but no,
you
do
guys.
You see how that, how said, like, if I said, like...
It doesn't matter, you're not going to convince me. You don't have a
baby,
you have a toddler.
Shenanigans. It's like, well, okay, I understand all those words together, but context.
We were just talking about Tim's child. That is the context.
That could, but yes, but it's not like you don't spin off in random directions all the time.
Yes. It's not
we were
we
just talking
you.
About your child and how it wasn't interesting that he was kicking his feet. And I'm like, there's been a surprising lack of baby pictures.
Yes. That's still
keep
you.
Up.
That's still good. You spinning off in random directions.
That
talking
is not
about
a random
how your
direction.
Facebook
we
feed
your
has
child.
Had a random lack of baby pictures.
We were just talking about your kid. It's not random at all.
That doesn't matter. We're always talking about things and you randomly spin off. Don't
I
act
do,
like
but I wasn't then. I was on topic. We were talking about your child, and I was talking
you're
about baby pictures.
You're never on topic is my point. There's no reason for me to expect you to be on topic.
Hey, Noah, have you ever played
if
with a
top? If there's no reason for you to expect me on topic, you would question everything I say, Tim.
I do question everything you say.
No, you don't.
Noah.
I don't even know if we're still having the same argument.
Noah.
Yeah.
Have you ever played with a top?
No.
Just spun a top.
No.
No?
What's a top?
Fuck you. That's what a top is.
See?
A top is the guy in your ass. That's what a top is.
Expecting you to be on topic is like expecting Andy to have a short, sweet point.
I was just going to say, that thing that the tops do right before the end, right before they fall down, where they just go wild and all crazy and wobbly, that's you, Noah. That's you every fucking day.
Woo,
you're not
all
around
right.
Every
Andy's
fucking
getting
day.
A little hostile.
You don't know what I'm doing every day, you piece of shit.
Welcome to Madcast, everybody.
Everyone's so angry.
Now everybody's angry, not just me. Woohoo!
I learned it from watching you.
Humor comes through conflict.
Oh, what I love is that people who don't know us probably listen to that little exchange like, man, these guys hate each other. Not these guys are fucking around.
I know we hate Andy, actually.
Oh. So I've mid-read our relationship the whole time.
I did not understand what you just said.
I said I've mid-read our relationship the whole time. But I had too much emotion in my voice. It's a little thing called acting. Hello.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, that's what I call it. Of course, I also call playing with my willy acting.
Annie, what are you doing in the bathroom so long? I'm acting. Leave me alone.
Acting!
Well, I just acted all over my hand.
Aww.
Oh, I just
ran down
my
knuckles.
Eye. Quick, give me a patch.
Encore. So, shall we head to the home stretch?
I think we shall. Especially since I'm going to see you fuckers tomorrow.
So whose turn was it this week?
It was yours. I told you 2 days ago. You should have been prepared. I'm not surprised. I don't mind if we skip the TAM fights this week.
Actually, I do have one.
No, you don't.
I just fucking with you.
Don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday Night Tan Fight!
It's, I can't think if they've done this on in the cartoon, but they must have done it in the cartoon. Zoidberg versus Bender.
That is random.
Hmm.
I watch a lot of Futurama.
Clearly. Oh, there is one episode where they did it. It was one of their What If episodes, or Tales of Interest. It was, what if Bender was a 500-foot-tall robot?
And did Zoidberg grow big and fight him?
Zoidberg grew big and fought him.
Oh, well, there you go.
In the What If, Professor Farnsworth had an enlarging ray, And he said, we need a guinea pig. And they cut to a guinea pig under the enlarging ray. And Zoidberg runs in and goes, free meal. And then all of a sudden, a big glass tube, like, drops over him. And he goes, friends, help, a guinea pig tricked me. Then they enlarge Zoidberg, and he starts destroying a bunch of the city because they denied him things like loans, and he smashes the Apollo Theater for booing him off stage during his stand-up night. And then he fights Bender, mostly because they both want to destroy the city.
Sound like that disappointed Noah intensely.
Oh, bother. Well, I'm still going to do it. Unless you wanted to skip it this week, Tim.
We were just going a little long, I could go either way. What?
I could go either way.
But I don't have a lot to say on this, so maybe it'll go quicker than I think.
Okay.
Well, Bender's got that strong robot strength, and on the flip side, Bender comes apart easily. Then again, that's usually as needed for plot, but...
I think someone's bored.
Someone's timer went off.
Yeah, Bender is very strong, but Zoidberg is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and like, it seems like a lot of things don't hurt him that should. Like when he was in that Roswell, New Mexico episode, and they just kept taking out things.
Roswell that ends well.
Sure.
Well, it seems like a lot of things don't hurt a lot of them.
Yeah, this is true. Fry got stabbed through the guts by a space bee.
But didn't it hurt him at the time?
I should say, if it serves their purpose, it hurts them. The writer's purpose. Like, cause I think I've seen Bender get, like, destroyed. Sometimes he'll get shot, he'll be fine. Other times he'll get shot, he'll die. And, like, he's a robot. Why is he dying?
Sort of like Data.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, that would have been a good matchup. I was trying to think if, like, should I do another robot or someone else from Futurama?
I'm going to go for Zoidberg because we saw that Zoidberg's claws are able to actually cut through metal. Like, we've seen him cut up a robot with his claws.
But what if Bender gets in bending mode?
Then he'll just be able to bend Zoidberg.
and
while he's bent, he will cut off his arms.
This is true, but Bender's taken entire, like, prison walls and folded them over. So he's clearly a capable Bender.
Now, Zoidberg doesn't need his shell to live, right?
No. No, they've shown him molting a couple of times. They've also shown him taking the shell off to wash it.
Hot.
But you never know what Bender's got in his little compartment.
This is true. I mean, it's hammer space in there. He pulls things out that are clearly too big for the inside of him.
Yeah, all Zoidberg has to do, though, is cut off his arm so that he can't grab anything inside there.
This is true.
I'm going to go with Zoidberg. You've convinced me. I was going Bender when Noah brought this up, but I'm going Zoidberg.
Now you're going over Zoidberg's side.
I'm Zoidberging it up.
All right, Zoidberg. Noah?
Zoidberg.
Flawless victory. Which is nice, because Zoidberg won in the Tales of Interest matchup, too.
Zoidberg is slowly becoming one of my favorite characters on the show.
They've done a lot of Zoidberg-centric episodes recently.
Yeah, like before he seemed like a black background character that, you know, like would make funny noises and walk sideways, but
yeah,
they've been developing him.
It's also kind of funny if you go back and watch the very first few episodes. The character of Zoidberg has changed a lot. At first he was just incompetent, and then suddenly he was incompetent and horribly poor. And then it was mostly that he was just horribly poor, but now they've kind of brought it back to around to incompetent.
You mean poor as in no money?
Yeah, okay. Poor. Like, lacking funds. Like, eating garbage and...
Oh, I'm going to Mexico. I should probably mention that.
Oh, that's right. So we will not have a regular episode next week. And when, you know, either we'll have an episode with someone sitting in for Noah, or we might just forego a Tancast altogether and Tim might do something special. We'll see. We'll see what Andy's up to, or if we can get a special guest.
Alrighty. Well, I'll be back in town, but... Yeah, you just let me know.
Well, I mean, if you prefer to have Labor Day weekend off, we can make that happen.
Well, I'll already have Labor Day weekend off.
Off of Tancast, asshole.
Why you but Tancast is joyous.
Why you gotta be mean to Andy?
He just said it's joyous.
Why you gotta be mean to Andy?
Listen, Dick Sneeze, don't get me started.
D- Tech sneeze has got to be my favorite euphemism for ejaculation. Like, I never use it, but when other people say dick sneeze, it really cracks me up.
It is a funny, it's a funny turn of phrase.
Yep. Yeah, like, oh man, there was some crazy dude on the bus the other day, just dick sneezed into his hand, and then I saw him wipe it on the bus seat.
Ew.
It's like, wow, dick sneeze. That's funny.
No wonder people don't use mass transit in fucking Atlanta.
The crazy guy was Andy.
No, there was some podcast I was listening to where they were talking about that, and I think it was actually L.A.
Like, this is something the person actually saw?
Yeah, well, who knows?
Okay, true.
It wasn't Drinking Buddies, though, but it was something else, and I want to say it was L.A. By the way, Drinking Buddies, Jerry Brandt, he was talking about... Shit, I can't even remember what context it was in, but he was referring to apes, and he said monkeys, then corrected himself and specifically cited that he didn't want me to be mad at him.
I remember hearing that.
And that cracked me right the fuck up.
I don't want him to be mad.
I was like, that's a joke for two of Drinking Buddies listeners. And the two of them are sitting in the booth recording the show.
Yeah. Oh, and he was talking about he was going to have a set at Don the Beachcomber, and I think he was saying something about like them having great Mai Tais, and I was like, well, they should, since I'm pretty sure Don the Beachcomber lays claim to inventing the Mai Tai.
Your Tai?
Yes, your Tai.
No, my Tai.
Who Tai?
Let's end this.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, so have fun in Mexico, Noah. Don't drink the water, but make sure to see a donkey show while you're there.
Yep.
Andy, we'll see you tomorrow. Maybe we'll record something while we're all standing together like we did that one time.
Yeah. Somebody else need to bring recording equipment.
Why?
Because I ain't bringing shit.
Maybe I'll just bring my video camera and we'll pull the audio off of it.
That works.
All right.
Or you can frame by frame just rotoscope over my face with a monkey.
Whew. See that happening? I do not.
No.
Have a good week, you will. Yes. Naples! Riding the queef you are!
Queef!
It you did!
It you did.
Thanks for listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blog, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it. TanCast.
Now, so what's the plan for meeting up?
Plan is Monday evening in or around Millbrae. And I hope to nail it down further than that today.
I was like, that's about where it was when I left it 2 weeks ago. What has gone on in the planning stages?
I've been busy. This is like bottom of my list of priorities.
You're the bottom of my list of priorities now. How do you think about that?
I know.
That's hurtful, Tim.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you took a shit on my feelings.
I'm sorry.
My feelings!
You want daddy come spank it better?
I do.